The music world recently witnessed a novel phenomenon when Chilean artist Mauricio Bustos, using an AI program, replicated the voice of Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny. The AI-generated song titled Nostalgia, a play on the Spanish abbreviation for AI, became an instant hit, leading to numerous parodies and imitations on social media platforms like TikTok. Reacting to this, Bad Bunny conveyed his displeasure to his massive follower base on WhatsApp, particularly criticizing those who appreciated the viral AI-created track. Meanwhile, Mauricio Bustos, under his alias FlowGPT, responded in character as the AI, expressing admiration for Bad Bunny's work and declaring his aim to become the world's leading AI artist. Bustos, who has experimented with AI to mimic other artists such as Colombian reggaeton artist Fade and Puerto Rican rapper Anuel, plans to develop a fictional AI-driven virtual character. This character would be similar to the concept of the British virtual band Gorillaz, but with a unique AI-driven approach. The rise of FlowGPT and its implications have caught the attention of AI experts like Claudia Gutierrez. She notes the current legal vacuum surrounding generative AI in music, which allows artists like FlowGPT to experiment without clear legal constraints, even when established artists like Bad Bunny express concerns. This situation leaves artists exploring AI-generated music in a relatively secure legal position, despite any controversy or backlash from traditional musicians. The response from Bad Bunny's camp to these AI-driven musical innovations remains to be seen. This incident highlights the evolving landscape of music production in the age of AI, bringing to the forefront the urgent need for legal and ethical frameworks to address the unique challenges posed by AI-generated content in the creative industries.